Fechou-se? A number of months ago, I was sitting at a Suda, a Sheva Brochus, on a Friday night. And we were all making Kiddush. Some people were Yoitza from others. Some people made their own Kiddush. And I was one of them. And I picked up the Becher. I filled it with wine. As I was holding it in my hand, somebody asked me something. And I answered him. I was holding the Becher in my hand, prepared to make Kiddush. And I answered the person sitting next to me, whatever it was that he was asking. So there was a Talmud Chacham there, who was Ma'ore. Once you have a Becher in your hand, you filled up the Becher, you're holding the Becher to make Kiddush, you don't talk. I looked at him. Where are you getting that Issa from? Not talking when you're holding the Becher in your hand. His answer was, it's a Mefurish HaHalacha in Hilchas Birkas HaMozeg. Ein Masichin Al Kos Shel Brocha. One does not talk on a Kos Shel Brocha. You have a Kos, you're holding a Becher with wine or grape juice, you do not talk. So my first answer to him was, Kos Shel Brocha is the Kos of benching of Birkas HaMozin. I am holding a Kos of Kiddush. He was ready for me. There's another halacha in Hilchas Kiddush. V'toin kol ma shetoin kos shel birkas hamozen. In Hilchas Kiddush it says that what all the halachas that apply to kos shel birkas hamozen, kos shel brocha, apply to Kiddush just as well. So for him it was cut and dried. You may not talk on a kos shel brocha, and Kiddush has all the halachas of a kos shel brocha. But as we will see Be'ezras Hashem in this shiur, that's not correct. But Baruch Hashem, ein odom oimed al dvar halacha elohim kein nichshal boy, which means, which is the same beginner of sheva yipoy tzadik v'kam. It's a fundamental principle, and almost the most fundamental principle of a Yid is that he tries, he aspires, and he falls. He climbs, and he descends. Sheva yipol tzadik. A tzadik falls down 7 times, but he lifts himself up. V'kom. And all those 7 downfalls were the cause of his yirida l'tzorech aliyah. That's how he will reach it. So, the same with Torah. Ein odom umid al dvar halacha elem kein nichshal boy. Many halachas have been clarified because someone didn't understand it properly, but through delving in it and elaborating and illuminating, the halacha will come out in its clarity. The halacha is it says in the Gemara in Mebrochus, Asara Dvorim Nemru Bekos Shel Brocha. It's talking about the Birkas HaMozin. And that requires 10 halachas. Toen Hadocha, you have to wash out the inside of the Kos. Hadocha maybe is the outside. Shtifa, One is from the inside, shtifa mibachutz, you have to wash out the koyz from outside and rinse it out from inside. If you have a koyz which someone has drunk from and but it still looks clean, it's also a chiyuv to wash it out. If you have a new koyz straight from the cupboard, which is clean completely, there's no halacha that you have to wash it out, but we are noyig to wash out every koyz shebrocha, to wash and rinse, even if it's not lahalacha. Chai, it has to be pure wine. This is not negea nowadays, because the pure would be the wine that we have, that is the wine that we make kiddush on. Itur, a very interesting halacha there is with a koyz shebrocha, which is called itur. Make it into a crown. And there's a machlokes, what does that crown mean? One amora says it means have your talmidim surround you while you're making kiddush. And the other halacha, the other amora says have various koises around it. And as far as I remember, the Vilna Gaon actually was makpid on it. Whenever he made kiddush or koyz shebrocha samozen, he had other koises surrounding it. Mekabloi b'shtei yodov, you accept the koyz when someone gives it to you with two hands. V'noisnoi liyiminoi, you put it in your right hand. U'magbihoi min hakarka tefach, if you're sitting on the floor, you lift it a tefach. If you're sitting at a table, you, as we do, you lift it a tefach from the table. V'noisein boi einov, you look at it. Very interesting. It says, we have a problem here. It says you're supposed to look, your eyes should be looking at the koyz, the becher, while you're making a brocha. But Friday night we have another halacha, that you're supposed to be looking at the candles, at the neir, when you're making kiddush. Oh, that's the Dark Emosh. That's the Dark Emosh answers. He asks this kasha, the Ramah, and he tells us exactly what to do. At Vayichulu, then you're looking at the candles. When you make the bracha, you look at the koyz. Lemaise, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lonu Elo Arbo. Even though the Gemara says that you need 10 to 9, itur and ituf, but lemaisa we only do 4. The truth is, we don't exactly do only 4, because the halacha of mekabloi b'shtei yodov, we still do. I haven't delved into it what the reason is, but we still do that. And ituf, which means wrapping oneself around. There are various halachas and various minhogim, even though it, as we say, onlo ein lono elo arbo, we only have 4, but the various minhogim, and it depends which medinas, some medinas, the minhag was to wear a hat for benching, some medinas, the minhag was to wear a begadelion, a jacket, a rekel for benching, and some medinas didn't have any of this. As we say, it was abolished, the halacha of ituf, and the halacha did not demand it, it only is stayed in a form of a minig. It depends, each medina, which minig was kept. The Bach writes, a Yerushalayim should wear his hat and jacket when he benches. But when we look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which he was in the countries of Russia and Litter, he doesn't bring it at all. So it seems that over there, they didn't accept it, and they benched without a hat and jacket, and like I say, that it stayed in the only in the form of a minig. Each place according to its minig. So these are the 10 things which a koyz shebrocha needs, and we've stayed with 4, that you need to have it with hadocha or shtifa, you have to rinse it and wash it thoroughly. Chai, it has to be proper wine. Mole, it has to be a full koyz. And as we've said, mekabel b'shtei yodov we also need. These are the 10 things that you need with a koyz shebrocha. And as we've said, A case of kiddush has the same halacha beton kol mash etzorech case shel brocha. Coming back to what we discussed, started the shiur with. Ein masichin al kois shel brocha. That's a halacha in Birkas Hamazon. Is that halacha applicable also when you make kiddush? As we started off, v'tol kol mash etzorech kois shel kiddush. He needs everything. Does that everything mean all the 10 things? Hadocha, kois mole, and itur and ituf. Does it also include ein masichin al kois shel kiddush? So, the truth is, in the Gemara, where the Makor is, it's actually two different sources. One is a Braisa. Omer Azeira, Omer Abavui, V'omre lo b'masnit etone. Asoro dvorim ne'emru b'koyz shel brocha. This halacha of the 10 requirements of a koyz shel brocha is a Braisa. That is Nun Aleph Omed Aleph in Brochas. Turn the page. Nun Aleph Omed Beis. Omer Rab Asi. It's not a Braisa. It's a Amoira. It's a new halacha. Ein Masichin al Kois Shel Brocha. One may not talk on Kois Shel Brocha. Now, the halachas that we learned before of the requirements of Kiddush were all for the covered of Kiddush. What is this halacha of not talking on a Kois Shel Kiddush? And there is a machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. What is this halacha? Rashi learns, Ein masichin misha ochzoi ad sheyivorech. Very simple. Once you've picked up the kois in your hand, you may not talk. Says Tosfos, Rashi said, shelo yasiach das hamevorech. It's not a halacha of kovet, it's a halacha of hesech hadas. You may not think about other things. V'hu hadin hamesubin, the one sitting there, ein reshoi la'asiach da'at. And they shouldn't be talking anything else because they have to be mechavim. But b'dieved one is yotze. That's what Tosfos says. One is yotze b'dieved. One shouldn't be masiach das. But one shouldn't be masiach das. But b'dieved one is yotze. Avol b'shor shehu mevorech. Because Tosfos learns, this was talking in the period of the Gemara. In the period of the Gemara, people didn't bench. Of course they benched. They didn't actually say the words. They were yotze. The original mezumen was that, I think now in the Temana communities they still do that, one person benches and everyone is yotze. And the Rambam explains it explicitly. Umefarish Rabbeinu shelo yedabru b'oid shemevorech hamevorech birkas hamozim. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What is this halacha of ein masichin al kois shel brocha? We said the Gemara says you do not talk al kois shel brocha. What is this halacha? According to Rashi, it's a halacha of hesech hadas. Once you've picked it up, you've lifted it, you may not be masiach das, and neither the participants. The Rambam doesn't learn of such a halacha. There's no halacha of hesach das. The Rambam says it's a poshuta halacha of not talking when you're being yotze. The Rambam says, since all the participants here are being yotze bikas hamozoin, ein masichan al kvist shod bracha just means that when the participants are being yotze bikas hamozoin from the mevorech, they may not talk, because if they talk, then they can't be yotze. So we have two different aspects of looking at the halacha of ein masichin al kvist shod bracha. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's a halacha of hesach hadas. Even before I've started being yotze, even before he has started to make the bracha, since he's got the bracha, the lashon is mishenosnu loy levorech. We're talking about a group sitting together, and they sit or they sell the benching or whatever they do, and they mechabot one person. You will lead the benching, and they give him the kos, they fill it up, and they give it into his hands. Mishenosnu loy, they give it to him. You've received it in your hand, that you have started the process of benching. You may not be masiach das. You may not, your mind may not move on to other matters. The halacha of not talking is not just not talking, it's a halacha that your mind may not move on to other matters since you have already started the process of benching. And the Rambam says, this is not a halacha of your mind moving on to other matters. There's no such halacha. The halacha is once you've started benching, the people around you, it's not, the Rambam doesn't learn it's a halacha for the one who's benching. It's the one who is being yotze the benching. He may not talk, like you may not talk when you're being yotze anything. You may not talk in the middle of the Megillah when you're being yotze. When you're being yotze, you don't talk. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's a halacha of hesach hadas. Since you have started the process of benching, and the Rambam says there's no halacha of hesach hadas, it's a halacha of the people who are yotze benching may not talk. If they talk, they can't be yotze benching. So we see here that there is a halacha that once one has started the process of benching, one may not be masiach das. Now the question is, it leads us to an interesting halacha, and we've actually given a shiur about it in a previous occasion. If one starts a process of a mitzvah, try and recap. My father Zazang is into sitting here, and he introduced us to a shaila. If a person, let's say today, this morning, talk about this man, the first man of the first man of Kriya Shema, 719, absolute first man which is said over here. A person gets up in the morning. He gets up at 7 o'clock. He's up at 7 o'clock and he wants to read Kriya Shema before. He has no time to daven with the bracha till 7:19, so he's going to learn Kriya Shema. So he starts Shema and he gets up to Visharecha at 5 past 7. He's up to Visharecha. He sees a friend coming past. The friend says, "Oh, your uncle, good morning, how are you?" He's up to Visharecha. Is he permitted? He's got to 7:19. His Kriya Shema only takes him 7.5 minutes. He can chapesh moves with the angle till 13 minutes past 7 and then start Kriya Shema. Is he permitted? He started Kriya Shema without any brochas. May he stop learning Kriya Shema, have a chapesh moves with the angle, and then go on and start Kriya Shema? So in a previous occasion, we found out that it's a machloikis, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. In Hilchas Mayim Achroinim. In Hilchas Mayim Achroinim, it says, Tekef Libroche Netile. immediately after washing my machroinim, one has to bench. That's what it says in the Gemara. So, the halacha is, if you've washed my machroinim, one shita is that you may not eat anymore, and one shita is you have to start benching immediately. And the Mogen Avraham says, why do you have to start benching immediately? Because you've started the process of benching. Says the Taz, I've never heard of such a thing, starting a process of benching. Have you made a brocha? There's no brocha levatola. So you started the process of benching. The Mogen Avraham says that by washing one's hands for my machrenim, you've started the process of benching and you may not change your mind. There's a machloikis, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. If you start a process of a mitzvah, may one change one mind? The Mogen Avraham says, you've started the process. The same halacha would apply to listening to Baruch Hu in a shul. Once one starts a process of a mitzvah, one has to continue with the mitzvah. And that would be the case if you start learning Krishna, you have to continue till the end. The Taz says, there is no such halacha of starting a process of a mitzvah. As long as there's no bracha levatola, you are a balabos and you can change your mind. So, here we've just learned that ein masichin bekoyz shel bracha. According to the Rambam, as we said, ein masichin bekoyz shel bracha means you, when you hold a becher, there's no halacha of holding a becher, it's a halacha that if you're being yoytzei birkas hamazon from somebody, you may not talk. That is the Rambam. The Tor, and we paskin like that, says no. Once you've taken the kois into your hand, you may not talk. So it would seem from the Tor that the Tor paskins that once one starts with a process of a mitzvah, one may not change one mind. So we can think, is this only a halacha in Birkas Hamozin? Because of Tekef Linet, because the halacha says immediately you have to bench, so that, or is it a halacha with every mitzvah? And we can prove that it is only a halacha in Birkas Hamozin. Why is it only a halacha in Birkas Hamozin? Because after washing Mayim Achreinim, the Shulchan Aruch does not say one may not talk. The Shulchan Aruch writes one may not eat. Of course we may not talk, but that is not a halacha. The not talking after Mayim Achreinim. What's the lashon of the Mishnah Brura? Vehu hadin sheyesh lizoeh lechatchile shelo yafsik bedibur. Vehu hadin sheyesh lizoeh lechatchile. One should be careful lechatchile not to talk. So not talking after Birkas Hamozin, after Mayim Achreinim, is an inyan. We should do it. Mishnah Berurah says one should try and do it, one should do it. But that's not a halacha. A halacha is an issa. If the Mishnah Berurah would write also, then it would be a halacha. Sheyesh lizoyer lechatchile means it's an inyan. So after Mayim Achreinim, there's an inyan not to talk. But there's an issa to eat. So from here we see that since there's no halacha not to talk after Mayim Achreinim, obviously it was only a halacha given once one has a kois in one's hand. Again, it says in Gemara, Ein masichin bekois shel brocha. You have taken the kois in your hand, you may not talk. So we were trying to be choker. What is this halacha? Is this a special halacha b'Birkas Hamozoin that you may not talk when you have a kois in your hand? Or is this a halacha that as soon as you've prepared yourself to do a mitzvah, you may not be masik? Since we see that washing Mayim Achreinim, which is also a preparation for Birkas Hamozoin, there is no issa to talk. obviously it's only a halacha in Birkas Hamozi. So coming back to the original shaila, the original story which we started with. As we said, I was sitting at the Sheva Brochas, and I was holding a becher of Kiddush in my hand, and someone asked me a question and I answered him, and the Talmud Chacham tried to apply, said that the same halacha of not speaking while you're holding the becher of Birkas Hamozin applies to Kiddush. And if you're holding the kos of Kiddush in your hand, you may not talk. We have just proved it can't be right. According to the Rambam, who says that the whole halacha of not talking on a kos shabrocha just means that when you're yotze from someone else, the Rambam says, what does ema sichem b'kos shabrocha? It means if you're yotze benching, you don't talk in the middle of benching. So, of course, it would not apply to just holding a bech in one hand before making Kiddush. So, the Rambam, there's no question. But even according to Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, who says, once people are sitting together and they make mezumen, and the one, and they give a kos into the mezamen, the one who's leading the mezumen, they give it into his hand, he may not talk then, because he's starting benching already. We have just proved that this is only a halacha in benching. It's a special halacha in making mezumen. When the group gives over the kos to someone else and says, you lead the benching, then he may not talk. But if a private person who's not being moitzi anyone makes kiddush, there is no such halacha. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that all the halachas that are applicable in Koyscha Brocha are also applicable for Kiddush. Obviously, we have to say that is only talking to the halachas which are the covered of Kiddush, like Kois Mole and Hadocha and Itur and Ituf, all those halachas. But the halacha of not speaking is a different halacha of... It's halach of hesech hadas. It means if you've taken the kos, you may not take your mind on other things. And that is only a halacha of zimun, when a group benches together and they mechabed someone to lead their benching, he may not talk then. But if someone is making kiddush, of course, one should make kiddush as soon as possible, but it's not an issa to talk, and the halacha of ein mesichin ala kos does not apply to kiddush.